matters for the midterms. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp and his Democratic opponent Stacey Abrams had their final debate tonight, where they made their arguments to voters. On the topic of crime, Governor Kemp brings up Abrams' history on law enforcement policies.
She proposed in 2018 eliminating cash bail. Men and women in law enforcement know who is going to be with them, who has had their back and will continue to have their back. And that is me. And that's why we have the endorsement of 107 sheriffs around this state.
While Abrams says that she does not agree with the notion of defunding the police.
I did not say, and nor do I believe in defunding the police. He is lying again. And I've never said that I believe in defunding the police. I believe in public safety and accountability.
The midterms are just 9 days away. And Republican Senator Ron Johnson is campaigning for re-election in Wisconsin, where he faces Democrat Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes.
It's not just the Senate race that's heated. A fired up former President Obama said Republican Senator Ron Johnson is out of touch with voters. The former president was campaigning for the Democratic ticket, including Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who says Senator Johnson serves wealthy donors and not Wisconsin. Two-term Senator Ron Johnson is on the campaign trail again in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, with dozens of stops planned over the next week on a massive bus. Like so many other Republicans vying for votes, his campaign is hammering home the economic pain most Americans feel at the store and at the pump. Senator Johnson has a slight lead in the polls, but it's still too close to the margin of error.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. And in India, at least 60 people have died and more are injured after a cable bridge collapsed into a river in the state of Gujarat. Just a few days ago, the 19th century colonial era bridge was reopened after a renovation. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
A country superstar welcomes a special guest on stage during a concert, but not everyone is happy about it.
Luke Bryan's concert in Jacksonville Friday night doubled as a fundraiser for Florida's victims of Hurricane Ian.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Governor Ron DeSantis.
While many in the crowd cheered, online the response was not as positive, with some calling it a political stunt so close to the midterms. One person on Twitter writing, quote, "Note to self, cancel Luke Bryan." On Saturday, DeSantis tweeted, quote, "Thanks for letting me crash the party last night at Luke Bryan." Bryan did not respond on social media, simply posting on Instagram that, quote, "Jacksonville got me fired up for the weekend." Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Meanwhile, Black Adam, the Dwayne Johnson-fronted DC superhero film, kept its hold on the number one spot at the box office and its second weekend in theaters. The movie added $27.7 million in ticket sales, bringing its domestic total to $111.1 million. In second place, Universal's Ticket to Paradise with Julia Roberts and George Clooney earned $10 million, while the horror films Smile and Halloween Ends fell shortly behind. Plus, a Central Florida police department swears in an unusual honorary police officer.
The city of Ocala, Florida added a miniature horse to the force, swearing in the atypical equine as an honorary police officer. Officer Magic earned its stripes after being trained to provide emotional support to people in times of need. Magic is part of the award-winning nonprofit Gentle Carousel, which visits thousands of adults and children each year in hospitals, hospice programs, and those suffering after traumatic events. Ocala is one of only four major thoroughbred centers in the world, with six 600,000 thoroughbred horse farms, producing 45 national champions, 6 Kentucky Derby winners, 20 Breeders' Cup champions, and 6 Horses of the Year. And now, one police officer.
Fox's Ann Carrick. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.